quality product from Californian Beverages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speeds on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
The Hot FM main news.
Brian Munduvile reaffirms presidential ambition, slams UPND governance, two nabbed for offering architectural services without license, and Madagascar's president asks for 1 year to resolve problems or he will resign. These are your top stories at 12 hours.
The Hot FM News with Monique Matipa.
Good afternoon. Here's the news in detail. Mporokoso Member of Parliament Brian Munduvile says his intention to run for the presidency remains unchanged, stating that his desire to serve at national level is rooted in patriotism and a strong commitment to addressing the country's challenges. Speaking on the Red Hot Breakfast show this morning, Mr. Munduvile has criticized the current administration, citing what he described as significant gaps and widespread failures in governance. He has noted a clear disconnect between the promises made by the UPND while in opposition and their actual performance after 4 years in power. According to Mr. Munduvile, many of the ruling party's key pledges remain unfulfilled, leaving a large portion of the population disappointed.
To stand as the president of the party and let contest as the Republican president, ambition is still very much there. You know, the urge to serve, this is something that has grown in me over a period of time, especially from the time that I became member of parliament. I realized that I can play a part to make life better for that old woman that I described, to serve at a national level. I believe, especially now that we've been in opposition, I've looked at the gaps. I've looked at the many failures on the part of government, and I realize that I can make a difference.
And Mr. Munduvile said it is unfortunate that the late former president, Edgar Lungu, has not yet been buried, and has urged President Hakainde Hichilema to allow the Lungu family to proceed in the manner they believe is best for the late president.
By now, President Hakainde Hichilema should have come down and just allowed the family to do what they think is best. He once said he would not travel because he needed to wait until he put his brother to rest. But, you know, we've seen him started traveling, meaning for him now, life is normal. Why can't he also make sure and see to it that life is also normal for the Lungu family? Yeah, so I think we feel very bad. I feel very, very bad that this is, you know, the state of affairs. I expect the President Hakainde Hichilema to equally feel bad, especially that he's in that position, he needed to feel for brother's family.
The Veterinary Association of Zambia, VAZ, alongside other key stakeholders in the livestock industry, have raised concerns over the proposed medicines and allied substances draft bill, warning that it falls short of addressing the specific needs of the veterinary sector. Speaking on behalf of the stakeholders, VAZ President Dr. Malcolm Chioba said the bill, in its current form, fails to take into account the unique challenges faced by veterinary professionals and could have serious implications for animal health and the livestock industry as a whole. Dr. Chioba has stressed that maintaining the current regulatory framework under the proposed bill would only further strain the already fragile veterinary supply chain. He has since called for the establishment of a separate regulatory authority dedicated exclusively to veterinary medicines and allied substances.
This month, hot months of the year, you know, there's no food for animals. Most of the watering points are drying up. and there is need for, you know, owners of the animals and indeed government to look into these issues in terms of providing, you know, water and boreholes, commercial boreholes in some places. Like, you know, yes, it rained, but most of the streams that have been perennial, if by now they are still, you know, they have dried up. Animals going into a negative energy balance is one of the major challenges right now. And we hope that the owners of the animals, you know, should be able to do the needful, take care of their animals.
The Zambia Institute of Architects, ZIA, has confirmed the arrests of two individuals, Given Majombi, a planner at Kitwe City Council, and Jingwei Chang of Yulin Enterprises, for offering architectural services without a valid practice license in violation of the ZIA Act. ZIA Acting Chief Executive Officer Kalumbo Hamawe said the suspects will appear in court soon. In a statement, Mr. Hamawe has revealed that joint investigations with the Zambia police earlier this year uncovered widespread violations at Kalulushi Municipal Council, where planning permissions were granted based on drawings not signed by licensed architects. He said as a result, ZIA has written to the Ministry of Local Government and Rural Development requesting the suspension of Kalulushi Council's planning authority. Mr. Hamawe has also raised concerns about planning permissions granted for Baobab Mall and Kamloops supermarkets in Lusaka, noting that the designs were done by unlicensed individuals and failed to meet critical safety standards set by the RDA and RATSA for high-capacity roads like Great East Road. Zambia Institute of Purchasing and Supply, ZIPS President Daniel Kavamba, has expressed concern over the country's current procurement framework, describing it as poorly aligned and lacking structure. Mr. Kavamba has highlighted the absence of a clear, documented guide to govern procurement processes, emphasizing the urgent need for a more accountable and structured system. He has further noted that many institutions do not have a designated procurement officer, a gap, he said, has led to inefficiencies and irregularities in public spending. Speaking when he featured on Thursday's edition of the Hot Seat program, Mr. Kavamba has called for comprehensive reforms to ensure that only qualified and certified professionals handle procurement responsibilities, stressing that procurement is a critical pillar in national development.
We don't have an apex person to manage procurement in this country. There's no anchor position. There's no person who's responsible for procurement to say, these problems that are taking place, I am responsible. These problems are taking in education, the problems in health, the problems in construction, I am responsible. We do not have that particular person. If, for example, we had issues to do with the legal framework, I'm sure you know my father, State Council, Attorney General, would do stand up and give a position of the legal framework in this country. If I had a problem to do with the ICT, don't forget that this time around, there are three major issues that are called disruptions, which you must never play around with.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
In business news, University of Surrey Professor Gavin Hilson has called on government to engage artisanal and small-scale miners across the country before making policies for them. Professor Hilson, who has been working in Rufunsa, Chongwe and Luapula province in the last few months, notes that Zambia, like many other African countries, including Europe, tend to think that technocrats have more knowledge than the miners on the ground themselves. He has called on government to engage the local communities on how best to improve mining, as miners have more knowledge about mining.
When I started looking at small-scale mining issues 25 years ago or so, one of my colleagues said, you know, all the solutions are in the community. And, you know, we just don't do enough of them. We don't sit down and talk to miners. And I think that's where we need to get our ideas from. We just sit in a room and we just sort of come up with these ideas. which is all right, but let's go test our ideas. And maybe go test our ideas, the most effective way of finding out whether or not something will work or not.